Well, if you've been listening to Bravo Brazos Valley the last couple of months or three, you know that I love to go out and find the historical markers in Brazos County. And this one I was told about by our friend Kevin O'Connor. And here it is, right in front of me. It was established in 1962. It's here at the corner of FM 2154 and FM 159. And here's what it says. Milliken was Texas's northernmost railroad when the war between the states began in 1861. It became a vital Confederate shipping point for the area, extending to the Red River on the north and to the frontier settlements in the west. The products of that region moved over the rails on the Houston and Texas Central Railroad from Milliken to Houston, Beaumont, Galveston, and Allington. Confederate troops came by rail to nearby Camp Spate. A training and rendezvous point, many marched overland from here for duty in Arkansas and Louisiana. Others entrained here for Houston and Beaumont, where they boarded ships for Neblett's Landing on the Sabine and other debarkation points. During the war, cotton from North Texas in the Brazos Valley went to market through Milliken to Allington, the state's southernmost railroad terminus, where it was transported over the cotton road by wagons and carts to Brownsville and Matamoros, Mexico. Returning wagons and carts brought military supplies and merchandise, which eventually reached Milliken by rail for wide distribution. Milliken, which had been born with the coming of the railroad in 1859, flourished with the railroad and declined with the northward extension of the railroad that began in 1866. This historical marker is a memorial to Texans who served the Confederacy. It's quite a historical marker here in Milliken. And that's a Bravo Brazos Valley. I'm Tom Turbeville. It's brought to you by Coldwell Banker, Agtown Realtor.